Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
People are still dreaming. Welcome, 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 welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Black Friday, so they say. I don't want to call it Black Friday. I want to call it, White Friday. Anyway, so today is Friday, November the 25th, 2016, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the Word of God, the Word of Yahuwah and His Son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we have a very important topic. We're talking about my upcoming series entitled CSF. We're talking about the cerebral spinal fluid, what it is and why is it so important. Why is this the beginning of one of the most important or the most important things? Because everybody can debate religion, but nobody can debate biology. I mean, everybody can debate and talk about religion. Everybody got a belief system, but all I know is my heart pumps my blood. I know that because if I take my heart out of my body, it stops pumping blood throughout my body, and I experience this thing called entropy, a.k.a. death. So you can't debate that. That's not a belief system. Let me say that again. Biology is not a belief system. Let me say that one more time. Biology is not a belief system. It's a knowing system. What is your cerebral spinal fluid, and why is it so important to you? Now, this is an introduction to the series I was going to start this weekend. I moved it back to December the 1st, so we're going to start on December the 1st at 8 p.m. Central Time. The cost of the series is $99. Again, just simply go to the website, masterteacher33.com, click on the link that says donation, and this is a have to. Out of all the stuff that I've done, these next few series, now, I don't know, you know, again, I do payment plans if needed, but all I know, you need to hear this. Like, the depth of what I'm about to share is mind-boggling. Constantine killed his mother and boiled his wife in oil because of the CSL. So why did Constantine murder his mom, his mother? Why did Constantine boil his wife in oil? Because they held to the doctrines of the original Essenes and the Nazarenes. That this doctrine taught what I'm about to share with you. Because the CSF, or the cerebral, or the cerebellum, or the cherubim, spinal fluid, and spinal is spiral. So the cherubim, spiral, fluid, and fluid is spirit. So this is a cherubim, spiral, spirit. It's the spirit of angels. So if you don't grasp the depth of this, that this fluid is liquid light. It is the breath of life. As long as life exists on this planet, it exists inside of the cerebral spinal fluid. This is the oil of Gilead. This is the balm of Gilead. This is what it talks about all throughout the Helios Biblios that we are all confused on. Because we've been taught that the Helios Biblios of the Bible is a book. I even erroneously taught, I thought about it as more or less like a program. But what it is actually it's an alchemical book. The Bible explains the science of the temple. So these next three series, again, the first one being the CSF, the next one being the biology of the temple, the last one being the biology of the behavior of the temple, or the biology of behavior. Everybody want to debate. Everybody is looking for flaws. Everybody want to find holes in your theory, in your theology. So let's just move away from that and let's get to some facts. Let's talk about, again, how your biology is expressed through your electricity that is manifest in your chemistry. So everybody's chemistry is the same. Everybody releases dopamine and serotonin and cortisone and adrenaline inside their body. But do you know why? Everybody has this fluid in their spinal cord, but do you know why? Why is this fluid in your spinal cord? What is this fluid, and why do you have it? See, everybody can talk about it, but very people know that the secretions inside of your body. The word secretions is the word secret. So this cerebral secret fluid, this is a cerebellum secret spirit. And this secret spirit that's going up and down the letters and the 33 bones that expresses itself inside of the 11 of the body. Now, many people erroneously, including myself, call the pineal gland a gland, and it's not a gland, it's an organ. But if you don't know the difference between it, then you don't know what it is, and you don't know why it is important. Since many of us don't know what and why we are, man, we don't understand. I don't understand. I'm getting there. But every day, as I learn more and more and grow more and more, I realize, like, wow, what a con job. It's crazy because we all been lied to. And we're not really been lied to. We just haven't been shared. Like, Constantine killed his mother, and he boiled his own wife in oil to prevent them from practicing what I'm about to tell you. What I'm about to share with you during this series. So this had to be something, whatever is inside of this cerebral spinal cord fluid, whatever is the biology of the temple and the biology of understanding, it must be pretty important that Constantine would kill his own mother and then that he would boil his own wife in oil. It had to be fairly significant. And during the holidays, during this time of year when everybody's out spending money and doing other things and everybody is out, you know, just, you know, living life, it's crazy because you just see it. I see it in myself. I can't even talk about nobody else. I can just talk about myself. I see how easily distracted I am, and I see how I go out chasing non-issues, and it's really sad when you look at it because we all have an opportunity. This opportunity only comes around once a month for you to do something because there's something special about this fluid. And the story that you're about to experience is a mind-blowing story because the cerebellum produces this fluid called the cerebral spinal cord fluid, and it flows down the spinal cord, and it goes down to the base of your spinal cord, and then it comes back up from the base of the spinal cord. But nobody really understands the biology of why you are baptized or bathed in this fluid, and how does this fluid control the biology of your behavior. We don't really understand. We haven't been taught. We don't understand the biological basis of human nature. And since we don't understand the biological basis, we surely don't understand the electrical basis. And if we don't understand the electrical basis, how can we even try to fathom the chemical basis of the system? And so there are certain innate behaviors that we have to understand, and then there are certain things that are based on our genetics, and then certain things that are based on our environment. And our this liquid light, this flame that's inside of the body in the form of your spinal cord fluid is so profound that this liquid light, this spinal fluid, is a cloudy fluid. It looks similar to, it's kind of have a white color, and it looks just like, you know, semen. And what's interesting is the connection between the spinal cord fluid and semen, which we'll be going to discuss during this series. And we're going to talk about how it is considered the River Jordan or the oil of the holies of holies. And once you understand the electrical significance of this spinal cord fluid and how the spine and the solar plexus and the River Jordan or the spinal cord fluid and the spinal column. Once you understand that this is the anointing oil, and so when it talks about anointing your head with oil, what the body is literally talking about is the spinal cord fluid. And without understanding this connection again, then really understanding that the Bible is a biological book. Crazy, because this book is our instruction manual to salvation. But we have lost that. Constantine made sure that you never got the true understanding of the gospel. And since you don't understand it, we just think that it is a fairy tale or something that you just verbally say. We don't understand how the spinal fluid is the anointing oil. It is the Christ. And how it must descend down from heaven, from heave, or the heave up, or the head up, or the head, or the brain. And it must descend down into the land flowing with milk and honey. It must descend down into the world. It must descend down into the body. And then it must return to the Father in order for it to activate the pineal gland, in order for it to allow us to have access into the spiritual realm. And there is medical evidence that I'm going to present to you, especially a lot of evidence done by the Mayo Clinic, that describes, again, how this man can be manipulated in a correct way to assist the spinal cord in allowing this fluid to do its job. But we don't understand this fluid, my brothers and sisters. At least I didn't, and I had read this before, and I just dismissed it because it was just too profound. There was no way that this could be true, because when Matthew 16:18 says, Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, it says, "And I said unto thee that thou paitar, what they call the matar, M-A-T, the dia matar in the brain. Thou art paitar, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." This is one of the foundational verses inside of the Bible that establishes this whole idea of Christendom. But we read this verse and we have no idea it's talking about the spinal cord in the brain. But if we understand that Jesus Christ is a personification of the spinal cord fluid, the anointing oil, this is the river of life that flows from the throne of God that it talks about in Master 22, again, Revelation chapter 22. In this book of Revelation 22, which is the number 22, which is all throughout the Helios Biblia, and I'm going to talk about that, the significance of the number 22, and I've done a lot of Dear Kinnear reports with people who have this number 22 inside of their name, and if they only understood that they're called, they've been created by God, because in the book of Psalms 119:105, it talks about that the word of God is a lamp. A lamp is an amp. An amp is a magnifier. But this light, this lamp, lives inside of 22. Because the word light is found 264 times in Scripture, and when you divide that by the 12 cranial nerves, or the 12 planets, or the 12 months, or the 12 zodiac signs, then you get the number 22. And the number 22 represents light. And in the chapter 22 of the book of Revelation, the Gospel of John, it identifies the entire body. So the word is light. And this light came into the world. And it talks about this in John chapter 12, verse 46. And so if you really understand, people who have the number 22 in their makeup anywhere, whether it's the master number, whether it's this, this is your message. I'm just sharing it because, again, I, as a teacher, I have the ability, but people who have the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet inside of this, which represents the 22 bones of the skull, that represents enlightenment. So those people who have the number 22, they have what is called the key, the master key of Revelation, to break down Isaiah 22:22. So the number 22 is the key, because it says in Isaiah 22:22, "And the key of the house of David will I lay upon his shoulder, so he shall open and none shall shut it, and he shall shut it and none shall open it." And this is the understanding that the flaming sword, this double-edged sword that it talks about in the book of Genesis, that God put at the garden to prevent Adam and Eve from going back into the garden, into the brain. The spinal cord prevents blood. It's the blood-brain barrier. It's a cushion. It represents. And if you have, even though you don't know it, like I didn't know, and I didn't have, and I didn't understand a lot about my own makeup. I didn't know what 33 represent. I didn't know. I just knew I was a 33. You're like people who are 22s. They don't know what that means. As a 22, you have the key to unlock the mysteries of the cerebral spinal fluid. So this is a must listen to. If you have the number 22 anywhere in your Dear Kinnear report, this is a must message for you, because this is your life. If you got any master numbers, if you don't have no master numbers, if you have an inside of your spinal cord is this fluid, this is a must message for you. You must listen to this message. And everybody that you know must listen to this message. Because this message determines whether or not you come into enlightenment. Now, if Constantine murdered his mother and boiled his own wife in oil to prevent you from hearing this message must be heard. The Bible explains the science of the temple. And when it talks about this temple, again, it is talking about the voice that is heard from the cherubim. This voice that it talks about in the Numbers chapter 7, verse 89, Numbers 7, 89, this, again, represents the knowledge that is heard within our minds when the brain is firing, when we have activated, if you want to use that word, the secret, which is the secretion So the secretions are the secret, and the organs, which are now called glands, but they're not glands, they're organs. But there's a, you know, the human body has organs and glands. And so we have erroneously called the pineal gland. And these glands, again, for example, the endocrine glands. So the glands, again, they secrete products or they secrete hormones directly into the blood. So the glands, like the pineal gland, the pituitary gland, the pancreas, the ovaries, the testicles, the thyroid, the hypothalamus, the adrenal glands, all of these glands are really organs. But we have called them glands. So that's the first thing that we have to understand, is that the human body is full of organs or organisms or orgasms. Now, I know this is going to be very tough, but the list of the organs, the organisms, and the orgasms inside of the body have been, how can we say, changed. And so when we look at the endocrine or the endocrine glands, we have the pineal, we have the pituitary, thyroid, we have the parathyroid, the adrenal, we have the pancreas. But these all are not glands. These are really organs. These are all organs inside of the human body. And an organ is a musical instrument. And they release frequencies. They release waves. They release vibrations inside of the human body. And so the human body lists, when we look at the anatomy of the body, it lists a plethora of different organs. But the problem is, if we mistake these glands for organs, and then we dumb them down. So Constantine knew. Now remember, way, way back, let's go all the way back. Constantine knew something, and Constantine did not want you to know this something. So Constantine knew that the body represents, the body is a microcosm of the macrocosm. The body is a physical representation of an invisible. So the Constantine is short for consonants. So Constantine is short for consonants. So the Bible, when the Bible says that the heavens declare the glory of God, Constantine knew that he was talking, that the Bible was talking about the consonants and the constellations. So Constantine decided that he was going to be the circle of the beast. He was going to represent the day, and he was going to become the Antichrist. So Constantine is actually short for consonants or constellations. So Constantine is the constellations that you have instead of the true constellations. So Constantine has replaced cosmic law. Now we have, so Constantine changed times and seasons. Constantine, my brother, you have Constantine's Christ. Constantine is who you worship. Constantine has replaced the constellations. So at the Council of Nicaea, it was dominated by Constantine, and Constantine voted that the symbols of the human body were persons, and they should be personified. And so Constantine changed. That's why I triple dare any reverend, doctor, bishop to go and what and tell me what did the Bible consist of before Constantine. They can't tell you. They don't know. Neither do you. And if you don't know what the Bible consists of before the constellations was changed into Constantine, may God have mercy on your soul. This book and this series is one of the most, I can't even speak over the airwaves, not on a public broadcast, because people come up missing. People show up at your house when you start talking about stuff like this. Because this is eternity. This is eternal life. This is true salvation. And so the powers that be, they know what and why the consecrated, sanctified spirit, a.k.a. fluid, is. They know that this fluid consecrates. They know that this fluid sanctifies, and they know that this fluid spiritualizes your body. And so your body is the gateway. Your body is the ticket to ascension. They know that. Constantine knew it, but do you know it? No, you don't know it, because if you did, you wouldn't be doing what you're doing. If I knew, I teach this stuff, and I still don't know. There's none righteous, no, not no. No, not one. Now, I have known this, man, 25 years now ago, and I rejected it. Because I said to myself, there is no way, it's not humanly possible, that the depth of our ignorance could be so deep. It is not possible. I didn't believe it. I didn't believe that one man could change the entire word of God. I didn't believe it. I didn't believe that the most important point in the minds of most ignorant, you know, lost, like I was a lost, licensed, and ordained minister. I didn't read about one. I was one. I didn't know whether or not angels had wings or not. I didn't know that it was decided by a majority vote, and the majority decided to say and to add that angels had wings. I didn't know that men determined whether or not angels had wings or not. I didn't know. I didn't know. I was ignorance on a colossal scale. I didn't know that the word Jacob in Hebrew means hill, catcher, or circle. I didn't know that the ladder that it talks about in Jacob's ladder referred to the influence of the signs of the zodiac on your spinal cord during certain times of the month. I didn't know that the Helios Biblios is mainly talking about your natal birth chart, and that the signs rising and changing, there are certain times and seasons. So when it talks about there's a time to die, there's a time to put up, there's a time, all of this that it talks about in the book of Ecclesiastes, I didn't know that it was talking about the zodiac and what the book of Job called the Mazaruth. I didn't know that why is the word Mazaruth the only Hebrew word in the book of Job? Every other word is translated into English except for the word Mazaruth. Can you go to Job 3 and read it and see why was the word Mazaruth left in Hebrew? Mazaruth is a Hebrew word. It's not English. It's not Greek. It's not Latin. Why wasn't that word changed to its meaning, which means zodiac? Why didn't they put the word zodiac in the Bible? Do you understand the depth? See, my brothers and sisters, Constantine changed constellations. Now, that has to resonate, because that is the foundation of this series. That's why I'm letting that and saying the domination. See, you got Constantine's Messiah, but what did the Messiah consist of before Constantine saw a cross in the sky, heard this voice in his head that say, combine paganism and Christianity together? Have you ever read about who is Constantine? Emperor Constantine. And what is the scam of salvation that has been presented? Constantine has duped the world, but see, Constantine was empowered. You see, my brothers and sisters, when we talk about this, we have to go all the way back. And that is some cray-cray stuff when you go all the way back that most people don't want to know. Most people are not interested in hearing about the true mystical personification of the spinal cord fluid and the anointing oil. And it is produced in the brain or in heaven. And once a month, when the moon is in your birth sign, a new Messiah travels down the spinal cord and is born in a little manger in your solar plexus. This is the true birth of Christ, if you will, the Messiah coming to save the world through what? But we don't know that Constantine said that I want to take physical things and personify them or turn them into personal things. See, we have to go all the way back. And so Constantine did something that is crazy. It begins with Jesus at the age of 30. Remember? When he was baptized in the River Jordan, and then his ministry ends at 33 when he was crucified at Golgotha. The River Jordan, spinal cord fluid, Golgotha, place of the skull, brain. This is the true making of the man. You see, my brothers and sisters, the depth. Remember, there's 33 vertebrae in the spinal column. 33. How old was Yahushua when he died, was crucified? 33. He was baptized when? 30. Where? River Jordan. Spinal cord fluid, what does it represent again? River Jordan. But see, that doesn't mean nothing. That's just history. What is the spinal cord fluid? Why is it so important? Without answering those two questions, everything that you're doing on this planet is a part of the West world. I saw that series on HBO. Man, I love that series. Man, I wish I could record that series, and that would be mandatory watching in my Clarinomics class. That's how we would watch. Every time we would meet, and we just watch Westworld, because that's you. You are a program that somebody is sitting there, and they have technology, and they're wiping your memory clean, and then they're downloading new memory, so that way they are choosing what emotional buttons to push in you to create the type of fluid, or to get the type of fluid or emotional response out of you. So your buttons are being pushed every day through exposure therapy, through exposing you to certain visual stimulation. And this visual stimulation, my brothers and sisters, is artificial. It is AI. And so this intelligence is manipulating yours to create a particular, or to manipulate, again, the secret or the secretion that those organs that I mentioned earlier secrete. And so it is these secretions, it is these secrets that contain the power to control the body. And they know that. So they controlling you by controlling your secrets, by controlling your secretion. And until you understand how the system works, you can't play the game. You can't control you. Somebody else is controlling you. So you have to learn how to control you, or otherwise, by spiritual law, if you refuse to deploy yourself, you must be employed by somebody else. So right now, you are the employee of some Draco. Now, you can't see it because it's a shadow person. But they, trust me, they can see you. And they're controlling you. So every thought that comes into your head, every feeling that you get releases a chemical inside the body, a secretion, a secret. That's what they want. So it's like, why do we milk dairy cows? Why is the Milky Way called the Milky Way? Why is it the Milky Way? What happens when you milk something? You ever heard somebody go on the job and say, man, dude, I'm going to milk this for all this work? So the Milky Way is a constellation, is it not? What is the Milky Way, or the milk and honey? The Milky Way, isn't it a galaxy that contains our solar system? Milky Way, derived from the appearance of the dim glowy band. The Milky Way looks exactly like the spinal cord fluid, which looks exactly like semen fluid, which looks exactly like vaginal fluid. Oh, man, by the end of this book, and by the end of this series, you never look at your life the same. The Milky Way is a spinal. The Milky Way is a spiral or a spinal column. The Milky Way, my brother, now remember, as above, so below. As above, so below. As above, so below. Your solar is the soul of a man. It's the soul system. It's the solar system. It's the soul. Don't you have a solar plex? Solar plexus? What's in your solar plexus, brother? Where is your solar plexus? What is the Milky Way? Why is it called the Milky Way? Why is the way milky? The name Milky is derived from the appearance, again, of the way that the Milky Way looks. This Milky Way system, my brothers and sisters, contains our solar system. It contains it. It contains our soul. The Milky Way system. It contains our solar system, brothers and sisters. It contains the, again, sun and all of the objects that orbit around the sun. The solar system. All of this contains the terrestrial planets. And they are all composed mainly of hydrogen and helium. What is the number one element on the periodic table? The number one, hydrogen. My brothers and my sisters, your spinal cord fluid, if you had any idea, why do you think they tap into your spinal? One of y'all know, they be happy to give you a spinal cord, a spinal tap. First thing the doctors say when you get ready to give birth, you want a spinal tap? So that way you don't feel no pain? Oh, man, women, they'll sign you up really, really quickly for that, won't they? Because what are they doing when they tap into your spinal cord? Why are they tapping? And then why are they tapping into your spinal cord down at the base of the spinal cord? Why don't they tap into the spinal cord up higher? Why are they tapping into the spinal cord down at the bottom? Not what, but why? You see, brothers and sisters, I don't really know. By the end of this series, again, you'll understand, but it's going to be very tough. It's going to be difficult. This is going to be very difficult. It's going to be very difficult because remember, when you're dealing with the Bible, the most relevant perspective is to that the Bible is talking about is you. What this means is that you're not looking at this document as history, but as something that occurred or something that is occurring within you. That's how you should be looking at the Bible, but we don't. So in the New Testament, Christ teaches us to pray, and he tells us to pray this way, Our Father. And if you examine the components of the prayer, it gives you the key to over, to under, to understand that this is all allegorical. It says, Our Father. The word Father means patar. That means signal, frequency, which art in heaven. The word heaven means heave, means have, means heavy, means head. It means upward. So the upward expanse of the north, Our Father, which art in heaven. And then it says, Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed would be thy name. You see, this word hallowed, again, has to do with the word holy or the word kadesh, which means separate, which means spirit, which means spiral, which means spinal. And so inside of the Our Father prayer is a secretion that gives a secret. But we don't know that secretions are secrets. And so our body secretes, we secrete a lot of things, especially during a sexual act. But we have not been taught anything about our sacred secretions. And we just going around creating and just doing stuff with no thought. We have no overstanding. So this series, again, is about breaking this down so you can understand, my brothers and sisters, that even in modern physics, there is a reckoning. There is an anchoring or a ankh-ing. The ankh. Now, the Egyptians understood ankh-ing. Ankh-ing is the stepping down of the atomic energies from a higher frequency before they can actually manifest into dense matter. It's the stepping down of higher frequencies down to slow it down, to step it down to a lower frequency so it can step down into matter. They call it ankh-ing. We call it anchoring. You know, have you ever heard anybody say, hey, man, anchor yourself. Anchor. That means base yourself. That means to plant yourself. That means to stabilize yourself. Ankh-ing. So they take the Egyptian ankh, and it really means ankh. It means to anchor oneself. So how do you anchor? How do you solidify? How do you make yourself permanent, brother? How do you make yourself permanent, sister, so that you are eternal? You have to ankh. That's what the ankh is. That's what the ankh is. That's what the anchor is. And that's what the atom is. Over an understanding of how do I get glory or get victory or get power forever and forever. See, the part of the prayer at the end of the Our Father prayer is talking about this. The under, over, and understanding. And then it always ends in Amen, Amen Ra. But without the understanding, all of this ties into the cerebral spinal fluid, the CSF. This is produced from the arterial blood, not the venous blood. That's another study for another time. We're going to break it down inside of the book. So, again, a small amount is produced, and this amount, again, goes into the capillaries inside of the blood, inside of the body. And this is a circular. It is a circle. It is a kirka. It is a church of CSF. The body, again, is bathed. It is baptized. Your entire body is baptized inside of the CSF. And once you start understanding how the CFF works and what it does, my brothers, you will understand with the biblical references of the oil how it impacts our emotions that it talks about in the book of Psalms, chapter 45, verse 7. Therefore, God, thou hast anointed thee with the oil of gladness above all. And when it talks about it in Proverbs, chapter 27, verse 9, this ointment and this perfume rejoice I thee in the heart of thee. Psalms 27, verse 9. What about Isaiah 61, verse 1? Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me with the good tidings of the oil of joy. The oil. What about Hebrews chapter 1, verse 9? Hebrews chapter 1, verse 9. Thou hast loved me, righteousness, and thou hast hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even thee, O God, hast thou anointed thee with the oil of gladness. What is this oil of gladness, my brother? What is the oil of gladness, my sister? If you don't understand that this is sound and light, this is liquid sound and liquid light combined. In order for the energy to circulate on the physical plane, on the physical level, it has to carry the frequency of God in spirit, in spiritus. In spiritus, the word spirit, in spiritus. Enthusiasm means enthusiasm and God in it is in spiritus. It is liquid light. I like to refer to it as liquid God. Brothers and sisters, this is going to be one of the most profound series. I don't know if you're going to be able to digest it all. So you got to, that's why it's inside of a series in a book that, book again. And I try to keep the books under, I try to write them at an 8th grade reading level on purpose. And I try to keep them to around 200 pages on purpose to make them something that you can sit down and read, hopefully at one, maybe two sittings. And then the 7-hour audio series, so you can play it back over and over again at your leisure. Again, the cost of the series is $99. Simply go to the website at masterteacher33.com, click on the link that says donation. As I've said before, anybody who pays is a 3-part series. This is part one, dealing with the CSF. Part two is the biology of the temple. Part three is the biology of the behavior of the temple. Now, those 3-part series, each part is $100, $300. If you purchase it before, again, the 20, well, actually, we'll move it back. Since the series is going to start on December the 1st instead of November the 27th, I was going to start it this Saturday. I want to move it back to give everybody the opportunity to participate. Again, if you purchase at once before December the 1st you get all 3 series for $200 instead of $300. Again, you can pay it one at a time. You can make monthly payments, $25 a week, $50 every 2 weeks. Again, just email me at masterteacher33.com. Let me know, hey, Doc, I want to participate in the series. But instead of paying the $200 before December the 1st or $100 for each series, and again, the goal is try to get the 3 series done before the end of the year or do the last series on or about the 1st of January, the beginning of the new year. So we're going into the new year with the informing or the information that at least the basics. And then all of next year, we're going to be talking about the biology again of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship, the biology of oneness, the biology of being you, getting away from the religion. So I want people to debate me. I want people to disagree with me on the function of your cerebral spinal cord fluid. Okay? I want to take all comers. I would debate anybody that I put the word out, any reverend, any doctor, any bishop that want to debate on the biology of the temple and on the biology of the behavior of the temple. Anybody, anywhere, any planet, any time, any place, take all comers. Why? Because biology, my anointed brother, biology, my educated sister, on this plane, we all have the same biology. I haven't met anybody that has a different electromagnetic radiation that is produced inside of the mass of the Milky Way that is not the same as everybody else's. In other words, I haven't met anybody that has a 5-chamber heart. Everybody I know got 4 chambers. I haven't met anybody. Now, you may be born with a dysfunction, but it's not normal. It's abnormal. Most people, I haven't met nobody with 3 kidneys. Everybody I know got 2. Now, some people, you may lose them for this, that, and the other. Everybody got 2 eyes. I haven't met nobody with 3 or 1. There may be an exception. There's an exception to every rule, but the norm. It is not normal for people to be born with 1 eye. Everybody got 2. Everybody got 2 hands. All men got 2 testicles. They say some got 1. Some got none, but the majority got 2. Women got 2 ovaries. All of this is, again, makes the playing field level. So we can level the playing field, and we can come at this from an understanding that the soul, the consciousness, must present itself on this plane in order for it to circulate, meaning in order for it to have an experience. And the way that it makes experience is through the physical fluid. So the physical fluid in the body acts as a carrier of your health and your wealth and your experiences. So the whole physical body depends upon the free circulations of the CSF. So the CFF is energetically stepped down slowly as it moves through the physical body, and it carries and it drops off stuff and it picks up stuff as it circulates through your whole body, your whole physical field, the circulation of this fluid, core current of the soul. And it is the understanding that the movement of the cerebral spinal cord fluid is rhythmic, and it is influenced, again, by the planetary structures. That's why Constantine replaced the constellations, because he understood that your body was affected by the constellations. Now your body is affected by Constantine. And your job is to remove Constantine and go back to the sun, the moon, and the stars, because the heavens declare the glory, you're the glory of God. You are one of God's prime creations. The heavens declare, the heavens are designed to assist you. Your physical body is integrated, and it depends, and it integrates with your etheric body, which is the celestial or the star system. You are a star being. You are a star child. So the physical body vibrates on a level of your astral body. And it's this understanding, my brothers and sisters, that the etheric body and its component, again, of ether, air, fire, water, earth, these 5 elements that make up the human body are also a part of the astral body. And there are certain things that affect it. And one of the biggest and the most important things is the spinal cord fluid. And this spinal cord fluid, my brothers and sisters, wow, man, it is so mind-blowing. So during this series, we're going to go through, I can't tell you the chapters because, again, it's too dangerous. But let's just simply say that the structure of your spinal cord, and I've been posting little stuff on Facebook, all of the body flows into and around and represents the Holy of Holies, which is inside the middle of the spine and is inside the middle of the head. The middle of the spine is hollowed, hallowed would be thy name. The middle of your brain, your skull is hallowed. Hallowed would be thy name. It's holy. It's hallowed. It's holy. The middle of the brain and the middle of the spine, both are hallowed. You see, my brothers and sisters, when you look at your birth chart, and I don't get too much into it in the Dear Kinney Report, because, again, people worship this stuff. And, again, you're not supposed to worship. This is a tool to assist you in becoming this stuff. So a something special happens. Something special is manufactured. Something special is done over a 12-month period with a total of 12, again, 12 months, 12 disciples, 12 hours. Something happens during this time, and it happens inside of the ram or the lamb. So there is something inside of the brain that looks exactly like a ram that the Bible calls a lamb. So the lamb is the ram. So the Bible is actually an alchemical book. Just like I talked about inside of my book entitled The Male Chi Deck, the melanated chi of the Z deck, deck doctrine. Z represents on the electricity. C represents the melanin, and the C or the Z represents on the chi represents electricity, and the male represents the melanin of the male chi Z deck. So male chi Z deck is a code for the melanated chi of the Zadek, how the deck of the doctrine activates the melanin through the electricity. It is the rising of the oil that allows you to activate the melanin. So Constantine replaced the continent because he overstood and he did not want you to understand what I'm about to share during this series. But brothers, there's been a lot of people sharing this message. And a lot of people understand that the spinal cord fluid is where God dwells. And as long as life exists, the highest known element that is the abiding place of the offspark of God is the CSF, the cerebral or the cerebellum, spinal or spiral fluid or spirit. This is the River Jordan. Yahushua was baptized in the River Jordan, meaning Yahushua had, and all of the Essenes knew this. This was taught that the Christ is the oil or the ointment that is contained inside of the spinal cord. This was common knowledge until Constantine showed up. And then the spinal cord became the River Jordan. And every other aspect of your anatomy became Peter, Mark, Luke, John, and it became personified. The personification of the human body is the greatest con job that has ever been imposed upon mankind. And we can thank our good buddy, Constantine, for that. So my brothers and my sisters, why this series is so important? Let me ask those two questions really quickly as we close. What is the cerebral spinal cord fluid? It's liquid light. It's liquid sound. Basically, it's liquid God. So whatever term or definition, I don't know what your definition or your term of God is, the oil of God, it's the anointing of God, it's the secret, because secretions are secret. It secretes secrets. So in order to know the secrets of God, you have to understand the secretions of God. Because the word secretion and the word secret, the word secretion contains the word secret in it. The cherubim is the cherubim. A cherubim is an angel. It produces this fluid called the cerebral spinal fluid, the CSF. And it flows down the spinal cord and it goes down to the tribe, which is the genitals. So why does it go down to the genitals and what does it do when it's down there in your genitals? And it's when it goes down to the genitals, then it goes back up the spinal cord, back to the brain. Why does it do that? That's what it is. Why is it so important? one of the reasons that we're going to discuss, just one. Shouldn't tell you this, but I am. There's been scientific proof study done, past tense, history. So this is what they call concentrated fluid intelligence inside of this. Now, the word kundalini is a bad word in Christendom because the word is a Sanskrit word. It means kund, which means to coil or to spiral. And then lini, again, very important, kund, and then lini, which has to be, which means knowledge. So kund, and then da, and then lini. It's the union of three words: will, knowledge, and action. Now, I don't use, and I don't like, and I don't associate with, or partner with New Age stuff because, again, religion. And then people, oh, I'm a kundalini of the devil, kundalini. And so forget kundalini. Let's talk biology. So this spinal cord goes down, and then it goes back up your spinal cord. And then when it goes back up your spinal cord, if it reaches a certain place back inside the brain, something happens to the brain. So what they did was they decided to, and if you look at it from top down, and I have the image inside of my book, it's called the Pia, P-I-A, Mater. Now, Mater means mother, M-I-A, and then the Dura, D-U-R-A, Dura means old, and Mater, mother. So we have father, mother, and then we have the dura mother, and then they have another part inside of the spinal cord called the arachnoid mater, which is another word for son mater. So father, mother, and then son, mother, and then mother, mother, inside the spinal cord. So the spinal cord is a two-way pump. It pumps electricity down, and it pumps magnetism back up. Let me say that again. Why is this so important? Why is this message so important? It pumps, the spinal cord pumps electricity down the spine, and then it magnetizes it, and then it comes back up the spine. Scientifically proven. And another reason why this message is one of the most important messages is because the pineal gland sits directly in front of the optical thymus, and the pituitary gland sits directly behind it. The pineal gland secretes honey. The pituitary gland secretes milk. Secrets. So there's a secret about the pineal gland. There's a secret about the pituitary gland that the Bible talks about, and it calls it the land of milk and honey. And we're going to break this down. That is why this is so important. It's because this oil, when it crosses a certain nerve, it becomes crucified. That's what this means. That's why this is so important. That's what this oil, that's why it's called Christos. Because Christos in Greek means oil. That's why it was changed from Chris to Chris. And that's where we get the whole colostrum or Santa Claus story from. And that's why if you take, again, they call it Cimadid. If you take Cimadid, which is a enzyme in semen, and they put it inside of the brains of laboratory rats, and it regenerated or restored their brain. And we're going to break it all down. Y'all want to blow your cookies? This is why this is so important. Now, let me say what I just said. Now, this is what they've done. Now, I got all the research inside of the book. And you can, once you get the book, and when we do the series, you're going to look it up for yourself. This is what the scientists already know. They've already done. Something happens to your brain that regenerates stem cells, and it renews brain cells in your brain when the spinal cord fluid, when it goes down as electricity and it comes back up as magnetism. Because remember, two sides of the same coin, electricity and magnetism, it goes down one way and it comes up the other way. But when it comes back up, according to science, now I'm not talking religion. We can talk religion, but I'm talking science today. Just science. No religion. Just science. Just look at science. I'll give you all the facts when we do the series. it regenerates the brain. The brain doesn't age. The brain stays young. So it actually, when they put this inside of the brains of laboratory animals that had Alzheimer's, removes Alzheimer's. It restores the memory. It restores the full capacity, the capacity of the brain to function. That is why this is so important. What is it? Man, to me, this is like liquid light. This is like liquid gold. Everybody talking about they're looking for the fountain of youth? This is the fountain of intelligence. Cerebral spinal fluid. This series again starts. It was going to start this weekend. I moved it back, try to give everybody a chance to get their duckies together. Man, don't miss this series because of money. Email me. You got to pay me $1 a week. And, you know, hey, it takes you a year. I don't give up. Just make sure that you are on this series. It is very, very important, brothers and sisters. This series is very important because this series and the rest of the series for the rest of this year is going to take away all of this belief system that people got. And so we're not talking beliefs no more. Now we're talking only facts based upon biology. Now, if you don't believe in biology, then take your heart out your chest. See how far. If you don't believe in biology, just remove it. If you think it's a myth, if you think you don't need it, if you think it's fictional, functional, whatever, if you don't believe in the universal laws like gravity, again, don't prove it to yourself. Go on the roof and just jump off. Don't tell nobody I told you to do it. If you need to prove that these laws exist, if you need to prove that the biology exists, you know, we're talking bio, we're talking your bio system. We're talking about biophysiology. We're talking about theobiology. We're talking about the biology of spirit, the biology of how you work, how your spirit manifests itself in biology. That's what this series and the rest of this year for 20, because 2017, 2 plus 0 is 2, 2 plus 1 is 3, 3 plus 7 is 10. Break down 10, 1 plus 0 is 1. 1. This is the year that your biology, your electricity, your chemistry all becomes 1. That's what this year is all about. By 2017, you're going to be shining. This time next year, you will be wealthy, healthy, and wise. Guaranteed. No theory. And if you want to be in a good relationship with somebody else and with your creator, we can throw that one in. That's the fourth leg of the stool. Wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. 2017 is your year. Let's make it happen. My brother, my sister. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you. Simply go to the website, masterteacher33.com, click on the link that says donation, make that donation today. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circling seas, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Yeah. rate it all, hit it on the nail. Let me tell you about these physicalities and prison pails. On the verge of insanity if just the system fails. Got a screaming at humanity and dism to a cell. And they trick us with the vanity with pictures in the cell. Trying to keep us all distracted like a dreamer in a spell. And that's beside the fact that they've been feeding us these tales. While they locking up our brothers and they beating them in jail. I don't know what you've been saying, but my vision is to fail. Cause this dreaming is the reason I ain't breathing with the tail. They said I wanna go and run and gunning with the team. They come up with a ghetto getting money grubbing scheme. I know it's just a dream, cause brothers gotta wake up. It's all about the presentation when you about to take stuff. Delusions, dreams, it really doesn't matter. You better get your energy and put it in the ladder. Life is just a chance for you to show what you made out of. Life is just a chance for you to show.
Oh, but you can't.
Huh?
Cause you're still dreaming, man.
Still dreaming.